ABC Radio Australia.
Living in the Torres Strait definitely has its perks, as one Uniting Church minister discovered when he relocated there 2 years ago. Maus Ese Fangupo was born in Tonga and moved to Australia in 1989 to continue his ministry studies. Work eventually led him to Thursday Island, where he now lives with his family. Mr. Fangupo caught up with reporter Marion Farr after a combined church service to mark Reconciliation Week on the island.
Yes, my name is Reverend Mosese Fangupo, originally from Tonga. I've been here in TI for just past 2 years. I'm working as a minister for Uniting Church and also a chaplain for the Star of the Sea here in Thursday Island.
And Star of the Sea is the aged care home, is that right?
That's right. That's right.
So what brought you to TI?
Well, it's my job. I saw the placement was available and I rang the people up here and here I am. So we went through the process and they brought me up here to trial me for 3 months, see if I liked the place. So I came up and spent the first 8 months by myself before they offered me the position. And I went back to Brisbane and brought up my family and who we are.
So tell me about your family. You've got kids?
Yes, we do have 3 little children here. My wife is Melee, and our kids is Lawrence. Here he is. And Eliza and Tracy.
And what do you like about living on Thursday Island?
I'll be lying if I said not fishing. Fishing, I love it here. But for me, the environment, the people make me feel like that I'm belonging in this place. And they make me feel welcome. People, they are lovely, they are friendly, they are very supportive. And that's what makes me love here. It's the people. And the second, fishing.
How often would you go out fishing?
Well, it's depending on the weather. There are people who sometimes they took us out, or we could go fishing from the wharf. Fishing is take away. It's like a time of throw away your attention from your job, from the stress, and just sitting there and relax.
Did you grow up in Tonga?
I grew up in Tonga. I just came here in 1989. I just came here to do theatre study, theatre study for ministry. So, yeah.
So we've just had a reconciliation mass here today with a group of different churches from around the island, one of them being the Uniting Church. You're dressed really beautifully in...
Thank you.
..in traditional dress. Could you talk us through what you're wearing?
What I'm wearing outside here is... we call it tawala, or you can call it mat or whatever you want to call it, but we call it tawala. Wearing tawala is showing the respect. Respect to the land, respect to the people. And it's not only that, but it's showing you my identity. Who am I? I'm a Tongan. I'm very proud of my culture. I'm very proud as a Tongan.
Beautiful costume. Culture is something that's very important to you.
Yes, I hold it very dearly. Without my culture, I think that is my identity as a Tongan, my language, and whatever I put it on is telling people here that I'm Tongan.
Would you wear this every Sunday?
Yes, I would. I would love to wear it every Sunday. We normally, as a family, we wear it on... occasions like this, or In our church, we held Holy Communion once a month, on which is on the first Sunday of every month. And that's when we will wear this traditional uniform.
What would you say are the biggest challenges of being a priest or a pastor in the Torres Strait?
For me, it's the language. The language, it is a barrier, but it's all right. They can speak English, but in the staff, the seas, a lot of elderly people who love their language. I pick up a few words of the language, but that's the biggest challenge for me in this place. I love what I'm doing, and I think that's the purpose that I'm exist, to glorify God through what I'm doing.
Are there many similarities in Tongan culture with Torres Strait Islander culture?
I think the friendly. That's what is very familiar, that I'm very familiar with. And apart from that, there's a lot of PNG people here, and our culture are very familiar. Otherwise, it's totally different.
Well, looks like morning tea is starting, so we better go in and have some morning tea.
Yes, we better, because we're too hungry.
Lovely to meet you.
Thank you so much.